The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Mary Ellen Sura for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Restaurant Review. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the Winston-Salem Journal, Wake Living Magazine, Carrie Magazine, and Southern Living Magazine. Our first story today is from the Winston-Salem Journal. It's entitled, Mi Pueblo's History is as Flavorful as its Dishes. It's by Nikki Miller Kaa. Mi Pueblo Mexican Grill, one of the oldest family-owned restaurants in Winston-Salem, tells a story that is as rich and flavorful as the dishes it serves. This is the story of a family deeply rooted in Jalisco, Mexico, and their journey to create the American dream of a thriving restaurant business that has become a cornerstone of the community. The Ruiz family has woven a tapestry of tradition, community, and mouth-watering Mexican cuisine that spans two generations. The origin story of the Ruiz family's culinary venture resembles the tales of pioneering entrepreneurs of the past. The patriarch, Jesus Ruiz, founded the Mi Pueblo Mexican Grill chain, which now boasts 6 locations in the Triad and a total of 10 across North Carolina. Jesus Ruiz tells a funny story about how he opened his first location on Oakwood Street on a Friday. Anytime you open a restaurant, there will be many kinks that need to be worked out. So opening on a Friday, you can imagine the line of people and the pandemonium. So he ended up closing Saturday and Sunday, returning to Atlanta, Georgia, and bringing more cooks back. The rest is history. Every success story has a sprinkle of folklore and legend, and the Mi Pueblo legacy is no different. My parents immigrated to Atlanta, Georgia, which, coincidentally, is like the cradle, ground zero, for pretty much all of Southeast Tex-Mex, says Diego Ruiz, the managing director of Mi Pueblo Mexican Grill and the crown prince of the restaurant dynasty. A quick survey of Mexican restaurants around town shows that most got their start working at Mi Pueblo or are family members of the Ruiz clan. It's a sense of pride for me to know that my dad, in some ways, is a godfather, at least here in Winston. I think every area has their own influential people. So he was a critical piece for a lot of people, Diego says. One of the most intriguing tales revolves around the creation of the red burrito sauce that patrons savor today. The story suggests that a Mexican chef and an Italian business partner joined forces to concoct this sauce, which resembles marinara. While the authenticity of this tale remains unverified, it adds an air of mystique to the restaurant's offerings. Mi Pueblo's menu is a journey through Tex-Mex cuisine, filled with familiar flavors and longtime customer favorites. The corporate chef, Luis Ramirez, has introduced innovative dishes like chicken flautas, which are the most popular appetizer on the menu. Deep-fried flour tortillas wrapped around diced chicken, bacon, and cheese, these Mexican-inspired spring rolls are presented with dipping sauces of honey mustard and queso dip. A visit to Mi Pueblo is an exploration of Mexican food with subtle regional differences. From sizzling fajitas to the arroz con pollo, affectionately called ACP, the restaurant offers a culinary experience that showcases the family's dedication to creating authentic flavors. Their in-house spices, carefully crafted over the years, ensure consistency and a unique taste that keeps patrons coming back for more. Pueblo is the Spanish word both for town or village and for people. Mi Pueblo quickly becomes my town and takes ownership of the people that comprise the whole community, a place where its people or customers can gather to celebrate or simply enjoy a good meal. Diego emphasizes that being a builder of community is just as important as serving delicious food. The restaurant has become an integral part of the Triad community, contributing to its social fabric beyond being a mere economic enterprise. It's a place where patrons savor delectable dishes and come together to celebrate the spirit of togetherness. Beyond the world of culinary delights, the Ruiz family also exemplifies the importance of giving back to the community. Chad and Meredith Tucker, the parents of Pearl Monroe Tucker, affectionately known as Roro, who battled leukemia for 858 days, founded the Roro's Heroes Childhood Cancer Foundation in 2021. Their tireless efforts have raised over $1 million to support children fighting cancer and their families. Mi Pueblo is part of that legacy through fundraising events. The Ruiz family's journey from Degollado to the heart of North Carolina is a testament to the power of tradition, community, and culinary excellence. Mi Pueblo Mexican Grill not only tantalizes taste buds, but also enriches the lives of those it serves. As they celebrate 35 years in 2024, the restaurant stands as a symbol of family values, community engagement, and a passion for sharing the rich flavors of Mexico with the city of arts and innovation and beyond. And Mi Pueblo has two locations in Winston-Salem. The first is at 2905 Reynolda Road. That phone number is 336-722-5772. And the second location is at 644 South Stratford Road. And that phone number is 336-765-5174. And our next article is from Wake Living Magazine. Day to Night, New Dinner Service Brings an Elevated Atmosphere to Heirloom, by Elliot Acosta. Since its inception in 2018, Heirloom has provided visitors a morning and afternoon refuge in the midst of the bustle that is downtown Raleigh's warehouse district, serving well-crafted beverages alongside Laotian and Taiwanese dishes for breakfast and lunch. As a coffee shop, Heirloom earned the admiration of locals with its selection of traditional espresso drinks and Asian-inspired offerings like the Zhan Quang Lao Fog Latte, a delectable combination of Lao tea with both condensed and steamed milk. As a restaurant, it enticed diners serving meticulously crafted breakfast treats like chicken rice porridge and mochi donuts, plus flavorful lunch offerings like the char siu pork belly sandwich in a sophisticated and tranquil environment. After years of daytime service, Heirloom felt the pull to provide its experience and quality to diners in the evening hours as well. General manager Tai Pomavong left behind an accounting career to take the reins of Heirloom from owners Juan Se and Anna Pom Menvong, her brother and sister-in-law, in April of 2022. She knew that in order to expand to dinner service, Heirloom would have to present a dinnertime atmosphere. Daytime people connect through coffee, tea, and working, Pom Menvong said. Dinner is more face-to-face, a personal connection to each other. In late October, Heirloom made the leap, transforming in the evening hours from a cozy coffee shop into a full-service restaurant, complete with wine, sake cocktails, and a specialized dinner menu. But before it could offer dinner service, Heirloom needed to find a chef to run the kitchen in the evening hours. Pham Mavong admits to being picky, looking for a partner who does justice to Heirloom, and finding it in Chef Josh Young. If his name sounds familiar, it just might be. Young ran the kitchen at beloved Raleigh institution Humble Pie for over a decade until it closed in September. Not one to take comfort in being idle, Chef Young didn't settle into a sabbatical when the warehouse district fixture announced its closure. Instead, he found himself rekindling a connection he had made years prior with Tse and Anna Pham and Vong. The previous project under discussion didn't materialize, but in a bit of serendipity, Chef Young's newfound availability synced with Heirloom's push to create their dinner service. As a chef who finds fulfillment in doing exciting things, the opportunity to build a new service from the ground up enticed Young to join Heirloom and embrace a new culinary tradition. Young had a bit of a learning curve in developing the menu of Laotian and Taiwanese dishes. It was not pork larb, it was taco meat, Tai Pham Minh Vong playfully said of an early attempt at a Laotian specialty. With his undeniable kitchen skills and a persistence to learn, Young kept at it until he created dishes that sparked Pham Minh Vong's childhood nostalgia, like the Thai crispy shrimp with spicy and sour jiao som sauce. With regard to the menu, Chef Young takes a straightforward approach. Heirloom's food will never piss you off, he promised. As ambiance goes, he believes that at its core, Heirloom is comfortable, whether for a morning coffee break or an intimate dinner chat. That comfortable ethos extends to the menu itself, as evidenced by the fried flounder. After envisioning a delicate steamed preparation of the fish, Chef Young came to the realization that the fried offering was truer to Heirloom's comfort food character. Despite the change of cuisine from his previous restaurant, Chef Young maintains his focus on local produce and ingredients at Heirloom. Suppliers he worked with at Humble Pie, like Wendell's Blue Sky Farms and Raleigh's Local Seafood, have followed him to his new digs. Heirloom aims to curate an experience that represents quality and intentionality, according to Young, which includes the intentional difference in atmosphere from morning wake-up to evening wind-down spaces. Maybe daytime Heirloom fits some people, and then nighttime Heirloom will fit some people, but both are special. Heirloom serves beverages, breakfast, and lunch daily. Dinner service runs Wednesday through Sunday, starting at 5 p.m. And their website, and I'm going to spell this out, HEIRLOOMBREWSHOP.com. Our next article is from Carrie Magazine. Restaurant Profile, Maximal Impression. A Kerry mainstay for more than three decades, Maximilian's Keeps Delighting Locals, by David McCreary. On any given afternoon at Maximilian's Grill and Wine Bar in Kerry, proprietors Will and Margie Hennessy can be found prepping for the evening dinner service. It's something they've done for many years, but especially since 2016, when they bought the restaurant from original owners Michael and Gail Schiffer. I handle the front of the house and Margie runs the kitchen, explained Will, an unpretentious man who stands at ease behind the bar. He appears entirely comfortable with the total stranger he met a mere 3 minutes earlier. Just then Margie, a self-taught chef, emerges from the kitchen with several plates of food she whipped up seemingly in less time than it takes to get a cup of coffee at Starbucks. It doesn't take long to figure out that this husband and wife team has a good thing going. In an age when numerous longtime restaurants have shuttered, somehow Maximilian's continues to serve local diners just as exceptionally as the day it began. No doubt the Hennessys have been instrumental in contributing towards its longevity, and in recent years, they've successfully put their own stamp on the business. We have a long-standing reputation of offering really good food and great service, said Will, a Kentucky native who has worked on and off at Maximilian's since its genesis. The same goes for Margie, who previously served a stint as the restaurant's bar manager. "We've worked really hard to maintain consistency," she said. Among the eatery's most steadfast patrons is Greg Cox, retired food critic for the News and Observer. "I've been a fan of Maximilian's since 1991, when the restaurant first opened its doors in a tiny former fast food joint on Buck Jones Road," wrote Cox when we reached out to him by email. The Hennessy's pledged to preserve Maximilian's original spirit, and they've remained true to that promise. After 3 decades, a relocation, and a change in ownership, one thing remains the same. "I'm still a big fan, and I can count on one hand the number of restaurants I can say that about." Maximilian's is well regarded for its spice-forward global flavors, seasonal ingredients, and superb wine selection. "Michael Schiffer was always ahead of his time when it came to sourcing," said Margie, who hails from Pennsylvania. "He was doing farm-to-table before farm-to-table was even a thing." True to the restaurant's roots, the Hennessy's acquire provisions from Tar Heel-based purveyors like local seafood, Haw River mushrooms, and nearby farmers markets. When perusing the menu, you'll find Asian, Mediterranean, and New American-inspired fare. "We cook what we like to eat," Margie said with a smile. "We just like to do it differently than you'll find elsewhere." For starters, you can't go wrong with the crispy sesame calamari with General Tso's spicy sweet glaze and the chipotle pesto-laden black bean and corn ravioli. Superb entree, Voodoo Tuna, involves a peppercorn-crusted filet served atop fire noodles suffused with shrimp, snap peas, ginger, cumin, basil, Thai chilies, and cilantro, in a coconut shellfish sauce. "What makes that dish so special are the layers of flavor," said Margie. "If you like heat, this will take you where you need to go." Prefer something simpler? Consider the grilled Caesar salad, which features shaved Parmesan cheese, roasted garlic Caesar dressing, and colossal croutons fashioned from day-old house-made focaccia. The grilled Caesar and the Voodoo Tuna are signature items that have been on the menu since the restaurant opened, Margie said. Another solid main dish, the confit duck leg quarter, arrives tableside with oven-roasted potatoes, caramelized onions, carrot dill puree, and goat cheese. Maximilian's also runs off-menu chef specials each night. "Right now, we're featuring a lamb porterhouse chop marinated in Lusty Monk mustard," Margie said. "We also serve a New York strip with mashed potatoes, green beans, and herb compound butter." Margie also mentioned the versatility of the menu, adding that the kitchen is more than willing to accommodate guest preferences or dietary restrictions. "We're known for our vegetarian dishes," she said. "In addition, we can prepare most dishes any way you like. Do you want Mediterranean style? Thai? Gluten-free? There really is something for everyone." Among the tempting dessert options, we highly recommend the coconut cake, the perfectly tart key lime pie, and the flourless chocolate torte made with just 3 ingredients, Belgian chocolate, eggs, and butter. If none of the previous possibilities entice you, try the decadent peanut butter pie topped with drizzled chocolate. Just be prepared to experience gustatory bliss. Endeavoring to pair just the right beverages with the food, the Hennessy's hand-select each bottle on the wine list. "We have a large by-the-glass selection and a huge list with well over 150 bottles, Margie revealed. "We also have a Coravin, a wine preservation system, so we're able to pour even the more expensive bottles by the glass." The bar also keeps 4 craft beers on tap, all from local breweries. Decor at Maximilian's is tranquil and understated. Will's mother's striking antique china dishes hang on one of the sage-hued walls. Four top tables fill the cozy main dining room, while a mezzanine area provides seating for approximately 20 guests. The upstairs space is perfect for special occasions like family celebrations, business gatherings, and wine dinners, Will said. When asked how Maximilian's has managed to remain relevant in the Cary dining scene, Margie said she and Will have developed close relationships with their longtime customers. Many of our original regulars are now retiring, and now we're seeing their adult kids coming in for dinner, she said. I also love that downtown Cary has become a destination spot for dining, and that has helped us see more walk-in traffic. It's also worth mentioning that Maximilian's recently received its 11th consecutive 100% sanitation score from the Wake County Health Department. We want our guests to feel like they are coming to our house for dinner, and part of that involves keeping the house clean, Margie said. Make no mistake, the Hennessys are enduringly grateful for the opportunity to serve people in the town of Cary for so many years. We are fortunate to get to come to work and do what we love every day, Margie said. The people of Cary have treated us so well since the beginning, and we wouldn't want to be doing anything else. This restaurant is purely a passion project. And Maximilian's Grill and Wine Bar is located at 8314 Chapel Hill Road in Cary. Their phone number, 919-465-2455, and the website, I'm going to spell it out, maximilianssgrill.com. And finally today, I'm going to read an article from Southern Living Magazine, The 22 Best Restaurants in Charlotte, North Carolina. From Southern staples to Ethiopian and sushi, there's a little bit of everything in the Queen City. Queen City by Lydia Mansell. And I'll read as much as time allows. When it comes to southern cities known for their culinary feats, Charlotte, North Carolina is often eclipsed by its neighbor to the south, Charleston. But if you've ever heard a North Carolinian argue the merits of a vinegar or tomato-based barbecue sauce versus one made with a mustard spice, you know the Tar Heel State blatantly refuses to accept a second-tier title in the food world. This passion for bringing comforting, flavorful meals to the table is palpable across the state, but Charlotte, specifically, is leading the charge in North Carolina's restaurant scene. For years, the Queen City has steadily marched toward becoming a top food city in the South, with recent nods from the James Beard Foundation validating its expertise and growth. While barbecue and typical Southern fare can certainly be found within Charlotte's city limits, check out Sweet Lou's Barbecue or Noble Smoke, the culinary landscape is more so defined by its creativity and variety in cuisine. If you want Vietnamese, Italian, or Ethiopian dishes, Charlotte delivers. Fresh seafood, expertly rolled sushi, and street tacos are all fair game. In fact, when your options are this vast, the only issue is choosing where to go. So, we did the work for you. Listen to discover the best restaurants in Charlotte. Supperland. Count yourself lucky if you can snag a reservation at Supperland. Opened in Plaza Midwood in 2021, the self-proclaimed Southern Steakhouse meets Church Potluck is the next chapter for two restored buildings that once served as the First Church of Christ, a gallery, and a bread shop, although at different times. After indulging in the miso mac and cheese, wagyu pot roast, and sausage gravy croquettes, guests can head downstairs to the restaurant's speakeasy, which offers first-come, first-served seating, as well as pre-booked, coursed cocktail tastings. Supperland is located at 1212 The Plaza. Their website is supper.land.com, and their phone, 704-817-7514. Next is counter. Dining at counter means embarking on a sensory journey, one designed to evoke emotion throughout the dining experience. Unusual, yes, but the tasting menu concept earned owner and executive chef Sam Hart a 2023 James Beard nomination for Best Chef Southeast. While the restaurant itself is designed to be a blank canvas in grays, whites, and muted tones, it transforms to align with a rotating theme and accompanying menu. Past themes include a tribute to Pink Floyd's album The Wall and a push for mental health awareness. Next up, Haberdish. Take one look at the chicken sandwich served at Haberdish, a lunch, dinner, and weekend brunch spot in the Noda neighborhood of Charlotte, and you won't be able to think about anything else. Part Southern kitchen, part cocktail bar, the restaurant harkens back to the neighborhood's history as a mill town, and its menu features dishes made with the same ingredients and techniques that have been used for centuries. If the food menu is the definition of straightforward Southern comfort, the fried chicken is a crowd favorite. The cocktail menu is its inventive, whimsical cousin. Order the Mind Your Own Beeswax or a happy-go-lucky punch if you're feeling festive. Haberdish is located at 3106 North Davidson Street. Their website, haberdish.com, and their phone, 704-817-1084. Leah and Louise. Developing a menu of modern interpretations of Southern classics is almost a catch-22. Classics are classics for a reason, yet reinvention is often necessary to make a dish feel new and different. James Beard semifinalist chef Greg Collier and his wife and business partner Sabrina, however, have managed to solve this riddle at Leah and Louise. Billed as a juke joint with ties to the Mississippi River Valley foodways, the restaurant introduces its customers to menu items that combine the familiar in order to create the nuance of taste. One dish is made up of a fried turkey wing, accented by spicy sorghum, smoked benny seeds, and collard stem slaw, while another entree includes milk tea brined pheasant breast and chestnut polenta paired with an arugula salad and persimmon glaze in one dish. And Leah and Louise can be found at Camp North End, 301 Camp Road. And that is all the time that we have for today. We've run out of time for today's episode of Restaurant Review. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Mary Ellen Sura, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Restaurant Review is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.